Okay, confession time. I love Teddy Pendergrass. I was on a road trip a few days ago listening to this song. One of his hits with Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes. Before Teddy starts singing, he actually hums. Tell you, can't nobody hum like Teddy Pendergrass. But it did get us to thinking about what other artists are great hummers. It's a challenge we put to music commentator Jock Morrell. He joins us now from Brooklyn. Jock, welcome.
Hey, Aisha. Thanks for having me.
Jock, let's just listen to a little more of Teddy first, because I can't get enough.
Don't leave me this way. I can't survive. Can't stay alive without your love.
Okay, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. I just have to say, I mean, thoughts on that?
I think it's absolutely amazing because I showed my youth and I had never heard the beginning of the song. I had never heard the intro humming. But then when it got to the chorus, I was like, oh, I've totally heard this song. Sing to every single movie ever. And my theory is humming is an intimate act. It's something that you do for only when people are around you or if you're by yourself. It's something, it's like a mindless thing you do as you're working on a puzzle or you're cleaning, right? And if you, before the days where you're just constantly wearing headphones, right? Or if you're trying to like soothe a baby to sleep and you can't be too loud, you hum. And I feel like Teddy Pendergrass spends a minute of that song humming because the rest of the song is him trying to convince his lover to not leave him.
Yes.
And it's almost like he's steeling himself. He's getting himself ready to not go. With that new context, listening to this song sounds completely different to me. First, that there's an intro, and two, that like it really is, he's setting himself up for those three big choruses.
Don't leave me this way. Like, he needs you, and he's getting, I love that. I loved what you brought to that. Okay, so, I mean, obviously, I could talk about Teddy for hours, but we're not going to just leave it there. You've actually done a deep dive into another artist who is really into humming. That's Kid Cudi, right?
Oh, it's Cutter, baby. It's funny. When you said that there isn't anybody that could hum like Teddy Pendergrass, I was like, Mr. Rager might have to have a word with that.
Well, he's going to have a word, but okay.
He's going to, you know, he's taking notes. Kid Cudi has been humming since his debut album, Man in the Moon Part 1. He first hummed on My World. Kid Cudi's father passing away was a really big moment in his life. And it's a very short hum, but in that, it kind of sets off what would then become one of the biggest memes of his career. Cudi hums on all of his biggest songs. I did some research and spoke to an actual like humologist, if you will.
There's a humologist? You found out there's a humologist.
I'm saying that euphemistically mainly.
but he studies humming.
Yeah, his name is Dr. Sukjun Kim. He's a professor out in Aberdeen. He did a book called Humming, where he went to different neighborhoods in Germany and across Europe for about 10 years now. He's been working on this for 10 years, and he asked people to hum him songs that remind them of different periods. Because he basically posits that there's not enough research done on humming in general, and that it, since it's such an intimate act, and since it's such an act that you do when you're only at your most comfortable, that it's tied to memory.
Mm. Like, so who are some of these other people that some of the other music you're going to tell us about that involves some humming?
Yeah, we also have Lil Nas X on Call Me By Your Name. You also have Kiss It Better. Or Beyonce's Irreplaceable.
I mean, this really is across all kinds of music, though.
Yeah, because I'm sure, like, I know some artists use, like, humming and just random, like, when they're trying to figure out a melody, right? They're kind of humming it to themselves, you know? And, like, humming is almost like the little brief break you have where you don't need a word there. You just need to kind of convey an emotion. Especially in Call Me By Your Name, right? A song where, you know, Lil Nas X is like, you know, demanding his lover to kind of, in some ways, come out of the closet to love him for who he is, right? It's a very sexual song. Call me when you want, call me when you need, call me out by your name, way Lil Nas X is humming on the chorus, it's kind of to convey the emotion of like, come here, come to me. It's like,
come hither, come hither.
Come hither. Yes. Yeah. I'm sure we would all love Lil Nas X to tell you to come hither.
Come hither. You know, that's the way it go.
Hey. Yes, it is. Hey.
Love TKO, okay? That's music commentator Jacques Morel. Thank you so much for being with us.
Aisha, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.